Welcome to episode 274 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be addressing the topic that states the secret to happiness. The secret to happiness. Lord, as we study and consider your word this morning, I pray that may you come and teach us expressly by your spirit and help us to not just hear your word, but to also put it into practice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So our reading today is going to be taken from the book of Acts chapter 20, verses 32 to 35. Acts 20, 32 to 35. I read, it says, I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "And now I entrust you to God and the message of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance with all those he has set apart for himself. I have never coveted anyone's silver or gold or fine clothes. You know that these hands of mine have worked to supply my own needs and even the needs of those who were with me. And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what is the secret to happiness? In a nutshell, it's a lifestyle of giving. A lifestyle of giving. And to be honest with you, giving doesn't mean money. Giving is not only money. There are many ways you can give. You can give your time. You can give your attention. You can give your encouragement. You can give your talents. You can give your support. There are many, many different ways you can give. And the thing is, it almost seems contrary to, it's not almost seems, it's like contrary to what the world says, because the world says that to be happy, you should have more stuff. And to be honest with you, I've fallen in this situation many times where I thought that, oh, by having the best this, or by having A, by having B, by having C, I'm going to have lasting happiness. No, you cannot get lasting happiness by accumulating things, by receiving. And unfortunately, that's the way the world we are in kind of goes today. People want to have more and more and more and more and more. But the thing you don't understand is this. Accumulating things never brings lasting happiness. You may be happy in the moment, but that happiness is not going to be lasting. So I'm going to try to encourage you today to focus more on giving. Focus more on giving. When you focus more on giving, on releasing, on putting things out, not even necessarily expecting a reward, you're going to notice that your happiness levels are going to skyrocket. You're going to be a much happier person. Versus the person that keeps accumulating things. Because the world we live in today focuses so much on self and does not look on feeling needs in the lives of other people. That's not the way it should be. I'm telling you this, that's why you see a lot of people are very empty. A lot of people are very shallow. To be honest with you, it's a very big cause of depression and a lot of mental health disorders. Don't get me wrong, there are many other causes of those things. But if I'm being honest with you, if people adopted a lifestyle of giving, instead of focusing more on accumulating material things, they will notice that their happiness levels are just going to skyrocket. So please, I'm encouraging you today, as believers, as children of God, we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be different from the world that is around us. So how can you do that? Give. In your home, be a giver. Don't just think of yourself alone. Think of the needs of other people. How can I help? How can I fill needs? In your local church, in your family, in your medical school, in your circle of friends, be the person that is known to be a giver. And I know some of you may say, but Divine, won't people walk all over me? You know what? If people walk all over you for being a giver, guess what? So be it. But God is pleased with those kinds of sacrifices. Because think about it. The Bible says, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. What did Jesus Christ do? What did God do? The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He literally gave his only begotten son to save us from our sins. He did not have to do it, but he loved us so much that he did it. he sent his only begotten Son to save us from sin. Because we're all born in sin and we all deserve to pay for our sins. But Jesus Christ came and died and paid that penalty that we should have paid. That's literally the whole message of salvation in a nutshell. That's like the greatest story of giving that you will ever hear. So I just want to encourage you today. Don't live your life just focused on self. Because the more attention you put on yourself, the less happiness you will have. The more attention you put on God and on other people, the more happiness you have in your life. So I'll just encourage you today, change your ways. And to be honest with you, it's really hard because I'm telling you, the world focuses so much on me, myself, and I. But I'm telling you, one of the greatest freedoms you can have in life, one of the greatest deliverances, one of the greatest miracles you can have in your life is breaking out of that kind of mentality that I'm going to keep receiving. I'm going to be self mentality and focus more on God. So I'll encourage you, focus more on God. Focus more on giving. Even in your relationship with God, do you know that for you to have a vibrant relationship with God, you need to be a giver? A giver is a person that says, hey, I'm going to subordinate my will to another person's will. In our relationship with God, we're subordinating our will to the will of the Lord. In that way, you're giving to God. You're saying, God, hey, I know that this is what I want to do, but not my will, yours be done. That's a form of giving. And I'm encouraging you, in giving, be a person that is content. I'm telling you, the Bible says that, I can't remember the exact verse, but the Bible says that a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things that he possesses. Look at in the temptations of Jesus Christ, the devil, oh, I will give you all of this if you bow down and worship me. But no, Jesus understood that, hey, that's not the source of real happiness. Real happiness comes from serving God. Real happiness comes from being a giver. So I'm going to encourage you today to give. Be a giver. I'm not saying you should donate to this podcast or anything. No. Look in your community. What needs do you see? Try to fill those needs. Don't necessarily expect anything in return. But the thing is, in the end, God will reward you because you're obeying his commandments. And if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't know much about salvation and you're interested in it, I'll please encourage you to listen to episode 254. It is the Salvation Podcast. In that podcast, I elaborate more on the sacrifice that Jesus did on the cross. And then, after you have that understanding, there's an opportunity at the end for you to surrender your life to the Lord. Again, I'm not going to try to extract the commitment from you. I want it to be something that you decide in your heart and you truly want to do. But I can promise you that it will be the best decision you've ever made in your life, surrendering and committing your life to the Lord. Since I committed my life to the Lord, my life has never remained the same. And after you do that, I would encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It is titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. And remember, these podcasts, you can find them on Apple Podcasts. It's called the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. So Father, I just pray today that as we've heard your word, I pray for myself and I pray for everyone listening to this podcast and even people that will not listen to this podcast. Give us the grace to change our minds and our mentalities to focus more on pleasing you and on serving you. On being givers, not being people that keep accumulating. Because your word says in Acts chapter 20 verse 35 that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Give us the grace to focus more on giving, instead of on receiving. I pray, Lord, that you give us the grace to be content. Because Apostle Paul, he could have been a preacher, like many preachers are these days, saying, I'm coming to preach the word of God to you. You guys better fill my needs. But no, the Bible says that he literally worked, not just to provide for his own needs, but the needs of the brethren. Give us the grace to have that same mentality, not feeling that we must be served, but instead wanting to serve, that your name and your name alone might be glorified. Thank you, Father, for your word. We bless you. We worship you. And we are so grateful for all you have done in our lives. Thank you for in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So thank you all for listening to me today. By the grace of God, I will see you in episode 275. Have a wonderful rest of your week. God bless you. Shalom. Bye for now.